On April 19th, former Vice President Walter Mondale passed away at the age of 93. In the wake of his death, State Senator Rachel May, a Syracuse Democrat, shared on Twitter that she had worked for him in another life. So after wrapping up an interview with the senator about home health aides on Wednesday, we pivoted to discuss how she had entered Mondale's universe in 1984.
I was living in Boston at the time, and I was temporarily unemployed, and so I volunteered. I went down to the Boston office and ended up being the office manager there for several months. It was a little bit depressing work because it was pretty clear he wasn't going to win, but we did win Boston and had a lot of people come in the office. We had a storefront right on Boston Common, and people came in all the time, and I met a lot of pretty interesting people that way.
Reagan
campaign was constantly sending people out to tear down our posters and things like that. So we were doing a lot of defense in that office.
Like physical defense, it sounds like.
Yep.
Had you been politically active before this time?
Oh, yeah, I had been politically active. My high school, when I was in high school, these guys came to my high school and recruited a lot of us to go out and help them in their first political campaign. And so I went door to door for them, and they were named Barney Frank. He was running for state legislature, and John Kerry, who was running for, I think, county DA, and one other guy. And we got all excited about working for them. And so that was my first experience of working in a real political campaign. But
it's too bad we never heard of those two guys.
Doing it ever since.
We never heard of those two guys ever again.
I know. Kerry lost that race, but he wasn't discouraged. He went on to run after that, obviously.
So if you worked for Mondale in 84, had you been a supporter of his during the primary as well?
I honestly don't remember, but I think so. He was a really good guy. He was somebody who told the truth, who was a true liberal for all that meant at that time. And I think he was somebody I truly respected.
According to your tweet, you also mentioned the Senate run he had when Paul Wellstone died. Can you talk about your experience there?
Sure. I was living in St. Paul. I was teaching at McAllister College. And Mondale had gone to McAllister College as an undergraduate, and he came several times while I was working there and, you know, came to graduation or commencement or whatever. And I met him a few times. And Wellstone died in a terrible plane crash 11 days before the election. It would have been his first re-election to Senate. And Mondale got drafted by the state Democratic Party to step in and run in his place, which was a very difficult thing to do. And he didn't win, but I remember volunteering in his campaign because everybody wanted Wellstone's memory to be honored, and I think Mondale would have come closest to being able to do that.
And, you know, just going back to the 84 campaign again, that was a unique ticket for the time because there was, on the Democratic side, a woman in the VP spot, Geraldine Ferraro. Did that have any significance to you at the time? I imagine it must have.
It had a huge significance. It was very important to even be able to imagine a woman in that position. And she was attacked, and that she came under a lot of fire for her family background, I guess, things that her husband had done. I don't even remember what the issues were, but the fact of a woman on the ticket was really important in 1984.
And although it was pretty clear that Mondale was not going to win in 84, did you still have to go through the motions of planning like a Boston victory party or anything, or were you at least spared that?
I don't remember doing that. I think we had a watch party for the election results, but we probably didn't call it a victory party.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for doing this little walk down memory lane. I know I've enjoyed myself immensely.
It was fun. Thanks, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.